Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat. This is Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for clicking on Coffee Chat. As long as you're in the Rumble channel watching my coffee chats or my shows, it would help greatly if you put a thumbs up. For some reason, somebody's been going through as hard as they can to go through my Rumble channel and put thumbs down for whatever they can. And what that does is it signals, you know, that to Rumble that there are problems, that maybe they should put that person in a lower sort of visibility positions, all kinds of ramifications. So I ask you to help me keep my voice alive by clicking or hitting that thumbs up button. Okay, good morning, welcome to Coffee Chat. I have a very interesting cup, and I gave it to myself when I was in the White House. Many of you may recall, by the way, on this side it says the White House. Many of you may recall that I did work in the Office of Presidential Correspondence during the Trump campaign for about 18 months. I had taken a bit of a hiatus from the pharmaceutical world. I was getting toward the end of my career, and I thought, this is a great opportunity. It was brought to me by some friends in this group of women, the Fairfax Deplorable group that I was in. At the time, headed up by much revered wife of Justice Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice, and that would be his wife, Ginny Thomas. So it was a wonderful experience. That's why I say I've worked with and talked to the president, Kellyanne Conway back in the day, and everybody else who was around the West Wing. So I gave myself this beautiful cup. It's a wonderful keepsake of my time there. I should have bought a whole set, but at the time we thought everything would go on forever. And so it says the White House on one side and it's got 45 on the other. So why did I pull this cup out today? Well, A, I'm out of cups from all of you, my followers and supporters, and that's okay, we go in waves. And I thought, you know what? Everything happens for a reason, everything's timely. By the way, there were some packages that came into the office yesterday, but I couldn't get there in time to pick them up, so I may go there and pick them up this afternoon. And I think there may be some new coffee cups there, so you'll see those next week. I picked this cup because the flurry that's going on right now in social media because of President Trump's, first of all, that repetitive, incessant, in my opinion, high school-ish, tweeting. I believe it was on Truth Social for the most part, and I don't know if there was some also on Twitter. I wasn't following it in real time, but, you know, after everything Biden says, Trump had a Truth Social or a quip or a quote or a tweet. And, you know, first of all, I'd like a little bit more in a candidate if I believed that there really were going to be elections, or that if there were going to be elections that they were going to be real. That's not how I want my president to act. Because look, I don't have any sympathy for Joe Biden. He's a communist piece of crap. He's a demented sock puppet. He's not directly running the company. He can't even finish his sentences or his thoughts to put sentences together. So we all know that. And it's just, it's not a bad look because, oh, you know, Trump, I'm not saying, oh, Trump shouldn't beat on that, you know, poor little, you know, Biden with his dementia. No, not at all. I could care less what happens to Biden. He's a piece of garbage and always was all of his life and career, in the way he handled his family matters, in the way he, you know, was in the government. Disgusting. So let's have that as our foundation. Most people by now, even people who voted for Biden or think they voted for Biden or are Democrat, left-wing, and don't think anything is wrong and hated Trump, most of even those people pretty much, I think, appreciate the fact right now that Biden has a lot of health problems, mostly cognitive and mental status types of health problems. What I think, and after everything that's happened since 2020, everything people have been you know, alerted to, now they're aware of. If you want them to believe in real and unfettered elections, which I don't, I'm out. But if you do want them to believe that, or if there's a shot, and I'm wrong, there's a shot at getting that, talk about the issues. Talk about what they want to hear. Look, it's trickier to run a second time because now you're going to get scrutinized, and rightfully so, for your first term. Especially because now you're asking to be hired for a second term. So what does that mean? Are you perfect? Can you get everything done? No. But come on, let's face it. Lock her up. Then after elected, no, that's okay. Because she's my friend and I've donated to her campaign. I spent the evening last night with some close friends in my very small circle. One of them was Michael Yan, the great war correspondent. You know, we're all out there doing our thing, but there are two or three people, maybe a fourth, that are in my ultra inner circle, and these are the people that I'm with. Like when Michael's in town, we are together. Josh Yoder, Ann Vandersteel, her family. We were talking, and you know, we talk about possibilities and theories because nobody has all the answers, not at all. But we sure as hell talk blatantly and truthfully about what we are seeing, right? So the concern after Trump's tweeting during the State of the Union was, man, it's just, it was childish. But then there was one that shocked. It shocked the internet. There was one post he made that literally rocked all the social media platforms. And if you haven't already seen it, it's the one where he says, and in fairness, it is in quotations and it is a direct quote from what Joe Biden said during the State of the Union. And the quote is, Trump quoting, "The pandemic no longer controls our lives. The vaccines that saved us from COVID are now being used to help beat cancer. Turning setback into comeback." And then Trump writes out of the quotations, "You're welcome, Joe. 9-month approval time versus 12 years that it would have taken you." Now I can tell you that none of my colleagues, especially the close ones, believe now, in this moment, that Trump doesn't know. That Trump doesn't know the shots were not health, that the shots, there's no way he doesn't know now that the shots caused death and injury. And that he chooses to blinder it off. And not only that, but to stay on this thing with, "I'm not getting credit. I'm not getting credit." You know what gets me more than anything? That angers me and infuriates me. Even more than that piece of crap, Malone. What irritates me and angers me even more than that garbage is Trump making the COVID thing in 2024, after all the people we've all lost, who are suffering now, we haven't lost them yet. We know what this shot is doing. We know what it is now. Catherine Austin Fitz said he gave $10 billion for a military operation to depopulate. the American people and the rest of the people of the world. What angers me the most is that his focal point in all of that is I didn't get credit. If that's what you think is the best way to go, and if you're so tone deaf that you can't see that there's a reason why you're not getting credit, then you either are in on it, in which case you're gonna push us right into the New World Order, or you're so effing stupid. There's only one of two choices. You're either part of it, which is super evil, or you're so stupid that you don't deserve any job. Which one would you like? Who wants to tell him? And the issue of the cancer, that's going to be the final death blow. I've posted in both my Telegram and my Twitter. The news articles that I've been putting out and the press releases from BioNTech that I've been putting out for 2 years now, ever since I became aware of them, that the founders, these Turkish expats who now live and work in Germany, married couple, her name is Aslam Terisi, and his name is Ugar Sahin. And these pieces of garbage animals that have made billions on their production of the mRNA bioweapon shots in collaboration with the US military and Pfizer are about to launch a vaccine for one of the scariest diseases on the planet, cancer. And this is in a tone-deaf way. This is all over the din and the talking and the evidence and the experts and the International Crisis Summit. What did that accomplish in DC, by the way? Except a bunch of selfies. And unfortunately, and with all due respect to my military friends, you got sucked up in it, my friends. I'm not gonna name names because you'll get pissed at me, but you got sucked up. Because all I saw was selfies and oh, thank you, Senator. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for bringing awareness. You think they don't have awareness? You think they're gonna do something for you? They watched you and your brothers and sisters rot in the brig, get beat up, lose your life work in the military, lose your benefits, get dishonorably discharged. Doing their nails. Oh, Matt Gaetz, send me a little more information. And then you guys go like idiots to CPAC and the Internet Malone's International Crisis Summit. Yeah, it's a crisis summit, all right. 90% of the people there were operatives. Intelligence agency minions, useful idiots. Yeah, it just, the cycle starts over and over and over again. But you got your selfie with Senator Johnson. That's what's important, right? Military, declaration of military accountability? Sorry. What kind of accountability did you get at CPAC? You got a selfie. And I've had so many people in the military and otherwise going to college this fall, getting involved in organizations that say, you know what, we're good on the COVID thing, but you got to have a flu shot, you know, seasonal flu. You agree with that, right? And there's Dr. Jane, as early as a year and a half ago, warning people that Pfizer's CEO himself admitted over and over again, proudly, that the seasonal flu shot is going to have the mRNA technology in it. So you have a whole new kind of fight. in college, in the military, wherever else it's being mandated and forced. Because you didn't stand up and fight when you should have. Because you were too busy getting selfies with your overlords. So now you're going into another cycle. Take your flu shot. Get that mRNA and that poison in any way they can. Because that's the mission. To fill you with it. Over and over and over. There's a reason for that. And we think we have a little bit of insight into that, but we don't know 100% for sure yet. Got that selfie though. See, I lived through that in DC. When I first got to DC in 2010, you know, and it was way before a lot of this awareness, you know, and COVID and all that, COVID scam. And it was, you know, it was fun. Oh my God, oh, there's so-and-so. Oh, there's this person that walked into the Trump Hotel. Oh my God, oh, can I get a selfie? Oh, can I get a picture, Mr. So-and-so? Oh my God, Senator. But we learned, it was BS. We learned it's a uniparty. You heard Matt Gaetz admit it to me in the space about a month ago. We're weakening the uniparty. Oh, so you agree that you're in a uniparty and that you all vote together, but we're weakening. I mean, the dissonance, the gaslighting, the phoniness is off the charts. So these vaccines are going to come out. And when you or your loved one is sitting across the desk from your healthcare provider and that person says, I'm sorry, so-and-so, but your biopsy came back positive. You have cancer. I can tell you from experience, having twice, actually three, melanoma and two primary breast cancers, 7 years apart. I can tell you there's like a lightning bolt that goes through the center of your body and you're, what? Cancer? Oh my God, what do I need to do? What stage? What kind of chance do I? Can you even imagine when they say, don't worry, so-and-so, we got you. We got a vaccine. And they're gonna tell you all the lies. It's safe and effective. It's gonna keep it from spreading. You're still gonna need chemo and radiation though. Watch, wait. I want you to mark what I just said. So I want you to put it in writing somewhere so that when they come out and say that, when they come out with a cancer vaccine and they say, after safe and effective, they say to you, it's gonna prevent you from getting it again. And or it's gonna prevent you from getting metastasis all over your body. I want you to remember that Dr. Jane told you and predicted that they were gonna say that with no proof and no studies to back it up. Just remember it was me. Well, remember that I said it. That's what I'm saying, that it's not something new. Insane. Now, let me go over Trump's tweet. And I don't care if he's watching or not. I would have said in the past, gee, I hope he watches this and he gets something out of it. He gets it. Has to. Come on, if you're honest with yourself, has to. By quoting Biden here and then saying, yeah, you're welcome. I agree with all that. You're welcome. I did it. He's supporting and owning for himself what Biden said. So let's break that down a touch. The pandemic, let me stop there. There was never a pandemic by any definition. It was a dupe. It was faked using fake technology at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. The red bubble map that was paid for by Bill Gates, the daily scare numbers. Ooh, the numbers are going up. It was never a pandemic. Robert Malone. The pandemic no longer controls our lives. Number two, the vaccines, you know, you spent $10 billion on a military program to depopulate Americans. You know they're not vaccines. You know they're bioweapons. that saved us, the vaccines that saved us from COVID. COVID, the fake thing that was bioengineered to make some people sick, to make you scared all over the country to take the shot. That COVID. The vaccines that were really bioweapons that saved us from COVID. See how he's part of the narrative. I'm trying to show you Trump is part of the narrative. If you're part of the narrative, you're part of the operation. Then he says they are now being used to help beat cancer. Really? You're not even president again yet. Now being used to help beat cancer. Huh. The third thing you have to remember that I predicted is they're going to say to you, you still need chemo and radiation, because we're not going to upset that revenue stream. Money, 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 money. Then Trump says, you're welcome, Joe. You're welcome. 9-month approval time versus 12 years. It would have been under you. Would have taken you. Call me crazy, but I don't want something experimental and new that's never been tested or survived the testing in animals to bypass and to be rushed and to come out in a tenth of the time. I don't like important things that need a safety established rushed. Do you want your safety check on your aircraft before the pilot takes off rushed? Let's just skip half of it. You don't need to check the tires. You don't need to check the settings. Let's just do half of it. Why not? You accepted it in the shots. Why not? Why wouldn't you accept that in your airplane before it takes off? Oh, you want to check the gas and the oil? No, that's okay. We're good. No, it's good. The plane's safe. You want to fly on that? So that tweet is taking a tremendous amount of heat. Rightfully so. Keep an eye on it. I think his handlers, if he's in on this, have to change some kind of course. Or maybe they don't really give a shit because they're really just going to install him. Because now he's going to have different marching orders. Just goes back to no one's coming to save you. You need to find out what happened to this country in 1871. You need to find out how Abraham Lincoln not only didn't really free the slaves, he freed them into a different system. But he didn't free them as natural human beings. And how he not only enslaved, kept them enslaved, blacks, but he also enslaved the rest of us. I'll leave that for your own research. That's a huge crumb. It's like a big boulder of a crumb. You gotta go look it up. Your life, your future, the safety and well-being of your children depend on you now looking into things. Understanding what this country really is, what you can do about it, and how you can best move through the rest of your life. But you must face the reality, and you must stop, you know, hanging on to a sycophant, you know. I love my candidate. It's not real. It's not real. And the COVID scam was the gift that showed us all of it. Have a great rest of your weekend. Find the joy with family and friends. Follow me on Telegram and Twitter. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button on the Rumble channel. And you can follow my link stack. I wanted to share something with you really quick before I sign off. Sorry, but I gotta share with you a product when it's really good. Please think about getting hydrogenated water. This is a personal hydrogenation. It's 8 ounces of water. What it's done for me, because I deal with a lot of stress in this, I have a lot of heartburn. I don't mind admitting it to you. Plus my weight, you know, is a little bit higher than it should be. And I always have heartburn when my weight's up, but I'm working on that a little bit. But hydrogenated water properly alkalinizes your body, reduces a lot of inflammation. I've been using it for a few weeks. I threw a couple of ads in there so you could find the link. It's honesthydrogen.com. And I think you have to use the promo code Ruby. You will get 5% off. It's a smaller priced item, but I think it's a must for everybody in the family. You can carry it with you. You can put any filtered water in it, push the button, and it sends the, it hydrogenates the water. So that's what I do to keep the stress down, keep the inflammation down. Check it out. Check everything else out on my link stack. I don't have any sponsors. I don't want any sponsors. I don't want any companies telling me what to do and what to say. But I do like American-made and American entrepreneur products, and those are the ones that I have in my Telegram channel and the link stack for my show. So thank you guys. I'm tired. I'm going to have a relaxing rest of the weekend. I hope you do too. And I will see you Monday night with the after talk portion of Robert Barnes' defense of Mr. Amos Miller. God bless you all. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Medical disclaimer. The Dr. Jane Ruby Show does not provide medical advice. The information, including but not limited to texts, graphics, images, and other material contained on this show, are for informational purposes only and does not establish any kind of patient-client relationship by your viewing or attempt to communicate with Dr. Jane Ruby. No material presented on the show is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment before undertaking a new health care regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have seen on the show. Thank you for watching.